You were the Word at the beginning, one with God and the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. Our sin was great, your love was great. What could separate us now? What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Salutaris hostia, quae caeli pontis ostium, bella praemunt hostilia, taro pur feroxilium. Unitrinoque Domino, sit sempiterna gloria, qui vitam sine termino, nobis donet in patria.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. I invite you to be seated. The scriptures say to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who inspires and perfects our faith. In particular, during this talk, I invite you to keep your attention on the Lord, on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the most blessed sacrament. It's a tremendous honor for me as the pastor of Blessed Sacrament Church in Newark, Ohio, to process Jesus in today, to point all of us to him who is our life, our Lord, and our Savior. To take a moment and consider that he wants so much for us. This gospel passage is us. We are in this passage. We are living this story. This is not simply a past event. This is a present reality. The same Jesus that Simon, Andrew, and James, and John encountered in Galilee as they were fishermen, the same Jesus we encounter today. The same Jesus who told them, come follow me. The same Jesus who invited them to learn from him, to live with him, to study him, to imitate him, to live his life. That same Jesus calls us today. And as they had to leave their nets behind, so too we are confronted with the nets in our own lives. And particularly as we prepare for the sacrament of reconciliation, of confession, we pause and we consider our sin, our attachment to sin, how that is something that holds us back from fully responding to the invitation of Christ. We are, of course, encouraged by this great sacrament of mercy that he has given us, another sacrament where we encounter him, where he forgives us. And so just as we encounter him now in the most perfect way, in his real presence in the Blessed Sacrament, so too we have the opportunity to go to confession to encounter him in that merciful encounter that he gave us. You've been given an examination of conscience that's very complete, has all of the instructions. If it's been a long time, the priests here don't want you to get worried. This is not a test whether you remember what to say at the beginning or at the end. We want you to experience God's mercy. If it's been many years, then we don't want that to hold you back. We call you big fish when it's been many years. And Jesus called us to be fishers of men. We'd like a few big fish today. Don't be afraid, whether it's been recent or a long time. Some basic advice on confession. A complete confession, even those things that are difficult to say, because Jesus wants to bring his healing. To name our sins, and approximately, whether it's a number or a description, how frequent, how much they are part of our life. We can be concise. We don't have to go into a lot of extra details, circumstances, describing the events. We can simply name our sin to seek the Lord's mercy and forgiveness. And as well, of course, contrite, seeking to express, Lord, I am sorry. To go to confession doesn't mean I will never sin again. It means, Lord, I never want to sin again. And with your grace and with your help, I will get up and begin again. Lord, I am sorry. That's all it takes to make a good confession. Complete, contrite, and because of 3,000 of you, just a bit concise. Because we don't have an extended time to go over the Ten Commandments and what they mean, I encourage you to consider all morning has been a preparation for your confession. All morning, the Holy Spirit has been working. As Jesus shares with us, the Spirit of truth who leads us into all truth, who convicts us of sin, the Holy Spirit has been preparing you for confession all morning. How has the Lord convicted you today? That needs to be part of your confession to grow in the Lord, to live His life. And I also propose to you perhaps a new form of the examination of conscience, that you look at Christ crucified. Some of you might be saying, I'm a good guy. I don't need to go to confession. My sins aren't that bad. I invite you to look at Christ crucified and ask yourself, do you love as Christ loves? Have you loved your families as Christ has loved? Husbands, do you love your wives as Christ has loved them? You will find in the cross of Jesus Christ the perfect examination of conscience, because there we find perfect humility, perfect obedience, perfect love, self-emptying love. And until we live that, we have something to confess, because St. Paul said, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Until Christ fully lives in you and in me, be assured, I go to confession. I need this sacrament. Until He fully lives in us, we all have something to confess. And if you're that guy who's so overwhelmed by your sins, so ashamed, I also encourage you to look at the cross. That's what Jesus did for you, so that you could experience His mercy. What possibly could hold you back after we look at Christ crucified? He wants you to experience His love and His mercy. I invite you to kneel.
Flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence.
Go ahead and be seated, gentlemen.